never sparking off unorthodox. They don't feel the name, but they say the music dope though.
Everybody love them.
On the regular. On the regular.
Welcome, everybody, to Unorthodox on 91.3 WHJE. This is our 2019 Radiothon. It's the end of it, the last show. 10 to 11 is our time slot, so stay tuned for the last show. It's been a great day full of broadcasts from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. is the range we're working with. So we've been broadcasting all day, all kinds of great talent coming on. But before we, or after all of that, let's get into the show. My name is Matt Hostel. Alongside me, Connor Inskeep.
I'm Connor Inskeep.
We got in the studio as guest, Jacob Lee.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
Also known as?
Low Mode.
Low Mode Music. And we got Ryan Dossey.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Ryan? So, basically, a basic premise of our show is that we, over this past year, have kind of brought these underground artists into a spotlight here. At least that was our goal. So we reached out to all of these artists and we said, hey, we love your music. Can we play it on the station? So what we're going to do today, this will be our last show. This will be my last show ever on WHJE. We are going to do a review of the artists that we had this year. So Connor, you want to start us off with the very first artist we talked about in our very first show?
Yeah, of course. So our first episode that we covered, this was back in February. This is from February 12th. And he goes by the name of Sissy Fuss. He's also known as Josh Quijada, straight from Houston, Texas. Shout out Houston, Travis Scott area, you know.
Shout out.
But Sissy Fuss is very unlike Travis Scott, not going to lie. So Sissy Fuss makes a lot of music that's like alt-pop kind of stuff. You can follow him on Twitter, at Sissy Fuss TX, and his Instagram, at Sissy Fuss. And all of his music is available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music. It's really good stuff. It's fun to listen to. He's been making music for probably 4 or 5 years now. It's really awesome to hear because he makes it all out of his dorm room. I'm not really sure which college he goes to, but we did reach out to him. We got him to hear back on an Instagram direct message, which was
kick back and relax because we're back with more Unorthodox on the Edge.
Welcome, everybody, back to Unorthodox 91.3 WHAE. This is our 2019 Radiothon. We're the end of it, 10 to 11 p.m., and then we're done after
17 straight hours of broadcasting, yeah. 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Is 17, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been on it for a minute, but I'm Matt Hostel. Alongside me is Connor Inskeep.
I'm Connor Inskeep.
Jacob Lee.
How's it going?
And Ryan Dossey.
How's it going?
So we just played.
Good.
Thanks to
answer both of
thank
you.
Thank you all for saying the same thing.
Sorry.
It's okay. So we just listened to HML Hit My Line by Sissy Fuss. He was one of the first. I think he was the first. The first artist that we put into our spotlight because we have such a wonderful audience at WHAE. We wanted to provide everyone with, you know, some new music. So
yeah.
That's why kind of why we did this. A little unorthodox, don't you think?
Wow, that's
yeah. That was
I'm slapping
was
my knees right now.
That was hilarious.
It's insane.
Uh-huh, honey. Welcome everybody back to 91.3 WHJE. This is Unorthodox on our 2K19 Radiothon, the last hour, 10 to 11. So stay tuned for another 40 minutes or so. We'll be on air for this historic day. Mr. James, our station manager, actually walked in and told us that over the whole 17 hours, you had over 200 live listeners, at the very least from the website, which is very impressive. If you want to check in, if you ever are not near a radio and you ever want to listen to 91.3, your favorite station, obviously, it's the best station in Carmel because it's the only station in Carmel. Hit us up, whje.com/listen-live. There's also a huge button if you just go to the main page that says listen live. So go there, make that number go up. But my name is Matt Hostel. Alongside me, Connor Inskeep.
Connor Inskeep.
Jacob Lee.
Jacob Lee.
Ryan Dossey.
Ryan Dossey.
And that's the boys in the studio.
Yeah, of course.
And we just listened to Sorority Noise, who I absolutely love their music. And we listened to Noisy. It's a very heartfelt track. And like we did last time, we're going to go around the table. Well, first, I'll talk a little more. So what I love about this music about this song specifically is the guitar. In that last 30 seconds, I was telling everybody, everyone thought it was done because he had that kind of whisper monologue towards the end, and it picks up like crazy.
Yeah.
I just love that.
I was about to say the same thing. I thought the song was about to fade out, and then boom.
Yeah. And then it ended abruptly, which is like completely opposite from how you thought it was going to end.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love the message. It's such an amazing song. Connor, tell us your thoughts about Sorority Noise, that song, whatever you want to say.
Okay, so basically, like you guys just said, Doss and Matt, that part at the end where it kind of slows down and picks back up, really awesome, loved that, and I'd say the song is almost unorthodox, you know, just to make that pun again.
We have to stop making that pun.
No, it's the last episode, we got to do it as many times as we can.
You're right, as many times as we can.
For old time's sake. But I really like the vibe, like Jacob kind of said with Sisyphus, and just the direction that I think they know what they're going with. And it says here on our bio that when we tried to contact them, they're currently on hiatus.
Unfortunately.
Which is very unfortunate. And so hopefully if they put out more stuff next year on one of our shows here on WHJE, we are able to get some sort of interview or something with them. Because I really like Sorority Noise and the direction that they're going in and the stuff that they already have out. Jacob.
Your turn. Tell us about it.
I mean, you boys covered a lot of it already, but one of the things that I really want to comment on is how much emotion that you can hear behind their sound. You can definitely tell that it was recorded live. It wasn't, like, tracked out, you know, on a computer or anything. There's definitely merits to both sides, but with this, they really did a good job of recording it in a way where they could kind of pound it out on their instruments and get that to be reflected to their listeners.
Absolutely. Doss, do you have any other comments besides what we said earlier, or no?
It's okay. Not really. I just like the song. Yeah. I'll say that.
Like Connor said,
it's a good song.
That's a great comment. Like Connor said, they are on hiatus, which remind me a lot, besides the hiatus, of Modern Baseball. One of my favorite bands as well. They have a similar vibe. They're more alternative, more grungy, punk rock. And you don't have a lot of that in 2019 or 2018.
We love the grunge.
We love grunge.
More
love
grunge.
Love grunge, love alternative rock, love Blink-182, Sum 41, can't forget them, bands like that. So they remind me a lot of that. They have just such a unique sound now, nowadays at least, that I just love hearing. It kind of brings you back.
Nostalgic,
you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our next artist, those two artists were actually in our first show. We did two artists that show, and then we kind of cut it to one per show. So now we're going to go to our next artist, who is actually here with us right now, live in the studio. Name on SoundCloud and on streaming platforms, Lomode, Lomode. But we know him as Jacob Lee.
How's it going, guys? I'm Jacob, also known as Lomode or Lomode Music, kind of depending on the day.
We have him on the station. Crazy.
Crazy.
Live
sitting
interview.
Right here, talking to you all.
It seemed like just last night we were at number one China Buffet listening to music and people's driveways.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's like we were doing that almost.
So, Jacob, tell us, we already had an interview with you, right? And that was one of our past shows. But just rehash a little bit. Tell us a little about, you know, why you got started in music, why you're attracted to making the music that you do, and things like that. Talk to us.
All right. So I've noticed that while I was growing up and now that when I listen to music, I think I care more about how the music feels rather than the lyrical content. But, you know, both are obviously really important. And I think when they have a fusion of that going together and it does so in like an effective way, that's what makes good music. But I've always been attracted to just well-produced stuff. Or purposely not well-produced stuff. And so I thought I'd download some software and give it a shot, kind of use my curiosity to fuel myself forward. And that was at the age of 13. Here I am now, 18 years old, sitting in the WHJE studio talking about music.
At 10:24 at night. During our 2019 radiothon.
Crazy, man.
So Jacob is no small fish. He has a song with 444,000 plays on SoundCloud.
Crazy.
He has another with 162,000. He is just a... He's
a rock star.
He's popular. 11,
big fish.
1,100, almost 1,200 followers. Four followers away, 1,196. So if you want to help him get that 1,200 mark, hit him up, soundcloud.com/lomodemusic, L-O-M-O-D-E, one word, music. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a song. We're going to play We Could Have Done. Here on the station, and then we're going to talk a little bit about it. Jacob, you're going to give us some insight about, you know, what went into it, stuff like that. But like I said, on 91.3 WHAE, during our 2019 Radiothon, This Is Unorthodox, we're playing We Could Have Done by Lomo Music in the studio right now on The Edge.